McGuire, President Trump's press secretary, Sarah Sanders, is leaving at the end of the month.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say private sector, but I hope she's going to, she's comes from a great state, Arkansas.
Sanders has this to say about her job.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for.
The Democratic National Committee bumps a quartet of candidates from its pair of debates at the end of this month. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
It's such a crowded field of presidential challengers that the Democratic Party set criteria for being eligible to take part in the first debates to be held at the end of the month. Four candidates didn't make the cut in terms of polling numbers. Montana Governor Mike Bullock, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, former Senator Mike Gravel, and Wayne Messam, the mayor of Miramar, Florida.
Cuba Gooding Jr. pleads not guilty to forcible touching and sexual abuse after a woman accused the actor of groping her at a New York City night spot. His lawyer, Mark Heller, says the woman filed a false allegation and the club's surveillance video proves it.
It was really very disturbing to me after my office reviewed the video that the prosecutors did not decline to prosecute.
Gooding's next court date is set for the 26th of this month. The wife of indicted California Congressman Duncan Hunter pleads guilty today to misusing campaign funds. Her attorney read a statement from Margaret Hunter.
I understand that there will be more consequences stemming from my actions, but as demonstrated this morning with the entry of the plea, I've taken the first step to face those consequences.
Margaret Hunter has also agreed to testify against her husband at his upcoming trial. This is AP Radio News. A paraplegic man, once represented by Michael Avenatti, is now suing Stormy Daniels' former attorney and his former law partners for failing to pay him millions of dollars he was owed from a settlement with Los Angeles County. Jeffrey Johnson's new attorney, Daniel Callahan, tells KTLA that Avenatti pocketed the money.
Mr. Avenatti secured a $4 million settlement for him. Unfortunately, he defrauded Mr. Johnson, and he took that $4 million without disclosing that to Mr. Johnson, and he then engaged in a four-year cover-up.
Avenatti has pleaded not guilty to federal bank and wire fraud charges. Callahan, who has been an attorney for 40 years, says Avenatti's actions were beyond despicable. Your company, Chobani, has offered to pay off $85,000 in student lunch debt at an Idaho school district. Twin Falls District announced that the donation would cover the debt of more than 900 students. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.